This is Kevin Harlan. This Friday, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. First, Bam Adebayo and the Heat take on Jalen Brunson and the Knicks. Then, Steph Curry and the Warriors square off against Wemby and the Spurs. If you're not a Prime member, just sign up for a free 30-day trial. Heat Knicks, Warriors Spurs. Coverage starts Friday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern, only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Du bist ein Raider, der sich unter der Erde niedergelassen hat. Doch jetzt musst du an die Oberfläche zurückkehren. Dorthin, wo die Ark-Maschinen umherstreifen. Wenn du mutig genug bist, wer weiß, was du da oben findest. Ark Raiders. Ein Multiplayer-Extraction-Abenteuer-Videospiel. Jetzt erhältlich für PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X und S sowie PC.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Jane doesn't mind an apartment with no elevator.
5 flights of stairs is 5 flights of cardio.
Bob is a little less enthusiastic about stairs.
I hate stairs.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle renters and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Jane and Bob found an apartment that's a 4-story walk-up. And Bob?
Yeah, there's a freight elevator she doesn't know about.
What were you talking about?
Nothing.
Bundling without compromise at Geico.com.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On today's big show, farting, Josh yells at chick, and scared on a roller coaster. They're coming up right after this.
To be honest, I'd never heard of the first bank that treats you like an airline passenger.
This man came in and said he'd never heard of the first bank that treats you like an airline passenger. We were immediately suspicious.
From the minute I walked in, everyone kept staring at me and making me feel like a criminal. Then the bank manager came over and grumbled, "How have you never heard of our bank?" I said, "I don't know. Search me."
We searched him, repeatedly and vigorously. Then we interrogated him about his intentions for entering our facility.
I told the manager that I had no money and needed a loan, so I wanted to see what the first bank that treats you like an airline passenger could do for me.
The man claimed he had no money. Mm-hmm. We stuck our hands down his pants to make sure.
They asked me a couple of questions.
We asked the man, "Hey, is this a stick of dynamite in your underwear? And does it tickle when we touch you right here?"
Well, to make a long story short, they gave me the loan.
Really?
We gave the man some money, but we both felt dirty and used afterwards.
They handed me some cash and told me to keep moving. Uh-huh. I left so fast, I almost forgot my shoes on the scanner. Thanks, First Bank that treats you like an airline passenger.
The First Bank that treats you like an airline passenger. Look for branches and strip malls across the metropolitan area. Bring all of your personal information in, then let us expose everything and take a long, hard look at what you've got. The First Bank that treats you like an airline passenger, you can feel safe by putting your assets in our hands.
The First Bank that treats you like an airline passenger. Member FDIC, TSA, get your hands up ASAP.
Miss something? Here you go. We'll try to catch you up. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Josh Arnold at the DoorDash Sidekick chair.
Hello, chick.
Cleaning his glasses as if he's got something illuminating to say.
I got a little smuts.
Yeah. What'd you do during the break, sweetie?
Okay.
I don't want to tell you what he did in the break room.
Oh, yeah?
Hi, Ace Cosby.
Hi, chick.
Hey, Willie Griswold.
Morning, chick.
I farted.
You farted?
In the green
room.
In
front of everybody?
No,
what
just
a,
chick.
What a mess.
He laughed.
Yeah. It just like,
it's all worth it.
He's just standing, looking out the window like he's contemplating the rest of the day.
Well, I was contemplating how much of a gamble the fart was.
Josh, I taught my little sister the old, be quiet. Do you guys hear that? I think I hear something. And then you rip and you fart a little bit.
I've never heard that before.
And I did it. It's hilarious. It's a classic. And I did it a few times with her. And I go, "You like that, Finn?" She goes, "Willie, you just fart every time. It's not funny if you fart every time."
And she wants you to change it up.
Yeah, so even eight-year-olds think I'm a hack, yeah.
The Griswold comedy acumen is showing.
I know,
that's amazing.
Classic.
This is what happens when you don't grow up with brothers. I didn't have any of that.
You never got that? Quiet down, I think I hear a ghost or whatever
is,
and then you just rip one, or big one. It's
no, girls don't do that. Sorry.
When's the last time you had gas?
Oh, I have gas every day.
Oh.
14 times a day, yeah.
Yeah, how did Pat? Seriously.
That's the norm.
14 times a day, that's the norm.
Yep.
Those are rookie numbers. You got to up those numbers.
My sister went to school with a girl who swears to this day she's never farted.
Well, that's ridiculous.
That's what I said. I told her she'd blow up. I go, Jane, there's no way you would blow up.
Yeah, you're just lying.
Yeah.
And lying.
She insists. And married a doctor, so you would think he would tell her.
She seems like a nice young lady.
She is a very nice young lady. She doesn't have gas, apparently. She has a very good digestive system. Well, I don't know.
But her breath.
Christy, what's going on?
A girl in the UK found a lost wedding ring while swimming at the beach. According to Devon Live, and I guess Devon Live is the TV station, the 11-year-old Imogene Tight.
What?
Imogene Tight.
Her pants don't fit, poor girl.
What's her name?
Imogene Tight. She's 11, so we have to be careful.
That's like a John Waters character.
I know, it's crazy.
Imogene Tight and Bertha Pants.
She was visiting Woolacombe Beach with her family when she inadvertently plucked the ring after running her fingers through the sand.
What beach?
Plucked up the ring. Woolacombe.
If I'm lucky.
Well, okay.
Check this.
That was sarcastic.
If I'm lucky.
I know what you were doing.
Okay. I'm sorry, what did you...
I don't know if this is correct or not, but man, if someone lost a 9-carat white gold wedding ring... It contained the engraving James and Rebecca, 10-25-03.
Who does this belong to?
Me.
Wouldn't you, if you, you'd have the lake dredge, wouldn't you?
Yes.
Holy hell.
I don't know anything about this. How
and
expensive
would
that be?
And probably find it. I'm going to say $200,000?
Oh, at least.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Yes. 9 carats?
Yes.
You figure 6,000 for a carat, easy. Yeah.
Well, then that doesn't...
I think it's more than that.
Well, I mean, when you get to that big a number, too.
Well, it depends on color.
Yeah.
Cut, quality.
Clarity.
Yeah, and all that. 9 carats is big. Mm-hmm. Imogene's father, Andy, posted about the find on social media, and within 3 hours, the owner had been located.
Okay. Wouldn't it be when your last name was Tight? Wouldn't you change your name?
Yes.
My God.
Hi, I'm Amos Tight.
Or the painter Toulouse Tight.
The ring is now on its way.
Nice.
The ring is now on its way back to its owners. Well, congratulations.
Well, that's...
They got the ring back.
Better be given a car.
I'm being told that the gold is 9 carats and it's a men's ring and there's no stone in it. So
well, that's written terribly.
I'm just saying. That's what I'm trying to
tell. Oh, so how much would that be?
Well,
apply to the nickel 98.
Yeah, 50 bucks.
You could pawn that. You could pawn that for 80 bucks.
You could find that one of them crane machines.
Wait a minute. So we just went from a $200,000 jewelry store, our story, to maybe 500 bucks?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's right.
This is how it's written. The 9-carat white gold wedding ring, to me, that's a 9-carat gold stone. I've never heard gold talked about in carat weight.
Well, 14-carat gold ring.
Why I've get heard white 10 gold, carat when, gold
doesn't
ring.
Doesn't silver look just like white gold?
Among the many reasons you aren't married and or engaged, go ahead, stick to that.
I want white gold. Yeah, okay, that's what you're going to get. Silver.
Well, silver will tarnish.
Well, so will a marriage.
Yeah, much like your relationship.
There are two guys on the internet, and they have like a diamond tester, which I didn't know these things existed. And they walk up to like couples in the mall, and they're like, hey, is this real diamonds? And the guy's always like, yeah, no, it's real diamonds.
No.
And then they put it up. And then if it doesn't beep, the woman is just like, I thought this was a real diamond.
Oh, my God.
It is so much fun. Yeah, it's a good time.
No, that happened to your dad's best friend.
Oh, really? He bought a fakie?
Yeah, you've never heard that story?
No.
Yeah, you bought it from a friend.
Yeah, we probably shouldn't say who it is.
A short guy. And they were celebrating an anniversary, and he went to upgrade her stone, and he took it in, and they found out it was fake.
Oh,
so they really did upgrade it.
Oh, yeah. That's my fortune. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oof. Yeah, I know nothing about diamonds or jewelry. I know nothing about any of this. We might as well be talking about, you know, New Zealand foreign policy here. I got nothing.
Oh, I got a lot
on this. Oh, I can talk about
that. I can talk about jewelry if you like.
The Kiwis really were part of... Oh.
Oh, no. Let's talk
New Zealand,
about
one of the safest
weight,
places on the planet.
Clarity.
Will they
find a home. Sponsored by Geico. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at Geico.com.
Okay, if man. You would like to be stuck in a burial crypt next to Hugh Hefner and Marilyn Monroe.
Oh, at last, something I can sink my teeth into.
This is your chance. According to the Wall Street Journal, the granite crypt at Pierce Brothers Westwood Village Memorial Park in Los Angeles, purchased in the 1990s by theatrical composer and lyricist Jerry Herman.
Hello!
The spot is just two crypts down from Marilyn, and in between them is that of Hugh Hefner.
Paging Mr. Herman. Paging Mr. Herman.
Well, when Mr. Herman died in 2019, he was instead buried in New Jersey.
What?
Now his family wants to sell the unused crypt. It was purchased in 1997 for $75,000.
Sure.
Now you can purchase it for $2 million.
I'm not speculating, but let's just guess this is how that conversation went. You know, we should bury him in New Jersey. You know how much we could make off that crypt next to Marilyn Monroe and Hugh Hefner?
You know, your foresight has always astounded me.
$100,000. Don't take anything lower.
Oh, you are
damn
correct.
Right.
Herman's are you going to finish your Reuben?
It's a good Reuben.
Herman's goddaughter, Jane Dorian, said actually they're going to auction it and bids will start at $2 million.
How much for the burial crypt?
With a similar crypt purchased directly from the cemetery would cost you about $180,000. Dorian expects Herman's to sell for more due to the celebrity factor and location.
Okay.
Oh boy.
Do you think anyone will purchase this?
I do.
For $2 million.
Yes.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it would be cool if you're going to visit, you know, go to visit whoever wins this and you know, you're there for your grandpa or whoever it is, and just all these Playboy playmates are rolling through to visit Hugh. That could be kind of fun, right?
You think they do that?
Sure, yeah, they pay them.
And it's Hef, not Hugh. You get in trouble around here for saying that.
You know, they bring their smoking jackets, they have a little pipe in there, they have their fun.
I'm Stephanie, Playmate, Playmate 1969.
Oh, you were gorgeous.
You
had a rat.
There are quite a few famous people buried in the cemetery. I've actually been there.
Oh, really?
There's Pat Buttram.
Yep, there's Jack Elam.
Jack Elam is there.
Billy Wilder.
That's right. The guy who drove Stanley Kubrick's car is buried there.
Kenneth, what a doll.
He's a lovely man. They're all buried right there together.
What did he always have there, Barbara?
He had a sandwich ready for Stanley whenever he would come off set.
Oh, Stanley couldn't go anywhere without his Munster and tuna.
Munster and tuna with just a bit of Dijon.
And he'd have an orange just like clockwork. I swear to God, every day. Tamara, you are just
I kid.
Tamara, tell us about the time you boned Don Knotts.
He's just a cop.
You know, you think he's a nerd, but he's not.
Hung like a rhino.
According to Nova Scotia, has dismissed a man's appeal to keep his license plate.
Nova Scotia.
Yeah, here's what the license plate reads. G-R-A-B-H-E-R. Grabber.
Grabber.
The Canadian Press reports that Lauren Grabber's license plate, which he'd had for 30 years, had been revoked in 2016.
His last name's Grabber?
Yep. After the province's Register of Motor Vehicles received a complaint that it promoted hatred toward women.
If anything, it promotes love of women. You want to grab her.
He took the issue to court, arguing the registrar's decision.
That argument doesn't work.
Violated his rights to equality and freedom of expression.
Jess Hooker tried to buy her son an NFL jersey. Have Hooker on the back of it. They wouldn't do it.
Even though that's her name.
Even though there are a couple of hookers in the league.
Huh.
Really?
Yeah, really?
A couple of hookers playing. Yeah.
Well, wow. And this guy's last name is Grabber, and they would not give it to him.
Yep.
A lower court judge ruled that the license plates are not typically viewed as public places, and therefore not an area where free expression applied.
I see.
And the Court of Appeal unanimously upheld that lower court judge's ruling.
All in favor? Aye. It was unanimous, you see. I was hoping everybody would jump in, and I'll give you guys the script.
Okay, yeah. We'll do it again next week.
I mean, paying a modicum of attention.
We can rehearse.
Yeah, we figure if you start talking, we're going to, like, check our Twitter and stuff.
Yeah, no, I know you did figure that. Yeah, yeah.
I hadn't picked up my phone yet, but I was about to.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Boy, oh, boy.
Hey, the world's fastest in solo.
Right back.
Sorry, Chick made a face that made me laugh a lot.
The world's fastest accelerating roller coaster has been shut down after guests suffered injuries on the ride.
How did it get started up? Doesn't it sound dangerous?
Opened in 2017, the Dudampa roller coaster.
You're going to Dudampa when it goes that fast.
Wait a minute.
Dio.
What's the name of it?
Dio dash Dio. D-O-D-O-N-P-A. Not D-O. Like...
Dio. On fire.
Doe. It's do.
A deer.
Oh, my goodness.
This is hilarious.
Do, pretty good.
Hang on.
We have to do something to fill the space.
Maybe I should.
Do Dodonpa roller coaster.
Maybe I should write it down. D-O.
Dash.
Dash.
D-O.
D-O.
D-O-N-P-A.
D-O-N what?
P-A. I can't stand it.
It's a Lou Reed song.
Do. Yeah. Do-do-donpa. Do-do-donpa?
That's what I said.
Do-do-donpa.
Okay. I do-do-donpa every morning at 5:15.
There you go. Yeah.
It's the roller coaster at Japan's Fuji Q Highland Amusement Park.
You know, I bet you do.
Oh, Fuji Q.
Baby, I love you.
You know what, chick? Call in sick tomorrow. Do us all a favor. Boy, oh boy. He has to do the intros now, and he feels like he's acting like he's lifting a car.
I know.
I'm tired.
Oh, God. I'm not heavy lifting over there, McGee.
You haven't been able to shop for 2 weeks. It's got to be killing you.
These bargains are...
Just think of all the deals you're missing. You're missing so many
think
deals.
Think of all the deals you're missing.
How are you going to get a new set of stainless steel straws?
I can't. With a redskin hat on them?
Who's going to buy you a new RC car if you're doing this? I mean...
Oh, like you asked. Don't shop and think.
Hey, the roller coaster can reportedly reach speeds of nearly 112 miles per hour in 1.5 seconds.
I bet you do, Donpa, when the coaster starts up.
Look, I did that joke already, and then Willie did a version of it.
What? I don't understand. I didn't hear it. What are you talking about?
He's doing rule of threes, yeah. Josh.
What?
Here's what we should do.
Yeah, what's that, dear?
We should get home together after work.
And practice.
Exactly. We should go, let's listen to each other, pay attention.
No, we tried this yesterday at lunch, and this is the result you get when we spend too much time together. Mm-hmm. It's a mess.
Okay, so this roller coaster's been open since...
Okay, so this, I'll bring... I'm the voice of reason. Everyone be quiet. I'll talk.
Yes. What were you saying there, Josh?
Go ahead.
How do you, when you slash tires?
Now, how do you do that? Do you go
left to right?
You do it.
Yeah, you want to go. You want vertically or horizontally?
Yeah,
is there
go
a better way?
The tread this way.
Hot dog style, not hamburger. Yeah.
Okay.
So the thing's been open since 2017.
It goes 112 miles an hour in just 1.56 seconds.
Christy, I know we've been interrupting the hell out of you, but. Yes. Does the story say why all of a sudden people started getting hurt?
And they're serious. The ride's now been put out of operation and will remain suspended for the time being as it undergoes a safety overhaul. According to the BBC, injuries include a cervical fracture and a thoracic spine fracture. The injuries occurred to four riders between December 2020 and August of 2021. So I don't know what happened in that three-year gap from 2017 to 2020.
Right.
Everybody was fine. But all of a sudden,
I have a dumb theory.
Okay.
I have a very dumb theory.
What is your theory?
Is there any chance that in the time before 20, whenever this was, they had it at full capacity, and maybe because of COVID, they had to do like half capacity, and that changed how the roller coaster
dummy.
Rides.
What a stupid theory.
Is that
theory.
A dumb
that
question?
Is a dumb theory.
Yeah, I can't believe it.
Chick just looked at me with this malice that I had never seen before.
No, Willie, you said you had a dumb theory, so we were playing along with the idea.
That actually makes sense.
It could very well be.
You know, if it's not at full capacity, maybe the ride rides different. I don't know anything about engineering or physics or roller coasters.
Yeah, it could be.
All I know is that one time I went on when I was 10 and I cried and they had to let me off early.
No.
Mm-hmm.
Let you off the roller coaster early?
It was the Cedar Rapids. They had the top speed dragster that was right. super fast, and the ride's done in like 30 seconds. And me and my brother waited in line. We got in there. I got locked in. And I just got all these things going in my head. Oh, I'm going to die. We can't do the ride. We can't start the ride. Get me out of here. And then Sam did it, and he had so much fun, and I was still crying.
But really?
No fun at
all.
Well,
Sam is so brave.
He sure is brave. He's a courageous
man. Guy, and he lost a lot of weight, too, there, Pat. Yeah. He's a good-looking kid.
He looks great.
Yeah, man. Amazing. Boy, jack of all trades.
What a singer.
Man, oh man. He does it.
As a girlfriend.
Is there anything he does do well?
Yeah, she loves him too. Yeah, thanks, Josh.
Yeah, they really are in love.
Oh, man.
What the hell? Leave him alone.
Who?
Willie.
Willie.
Leave poor Willie alone.
I think we were talking about Sam.
Yeah, okay. No. Willie has nothing to do. Who? Willie who?
Willie?
Yeah, we're talking about Sam.
I know you're talking about how great Sam is. Willie is great too.
You think so?
Yes.
Name three of Willie's qualities that you love the most.
His sense of humor,
yes.
His upbeat personality. Yes.
Don't run out of steam here.
And he's a loyal friend.
You know what? I agree with all three of those.
Thank you.
You know what? I could get a dog and have the same thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, you notice how comedy wasn't part of any of that?
It's a loyal dog.
But he had a great sense of humor. You go
home, you're right.
You go home and your dogs tell you jokes? Is that what you're telling me?
You want to see a funny dog, you talk to my dog. They're hilarious.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, they do impressions?
Have you ever seen a golden retriever fall down the stairs?
No.
It's hilarious. Oh, sure, I have to shove her, but still. No, I don't push my dog down the stairs.
Of course you don't.
You bunch of lunatics.
No.
She does trip up the stairs, though.
Can she pick games?
She's kind of fumbly.
Mm-hmm.
She might be able to pick games.
You know what?
Do the thing.
What's your idea? Get her in here and get Chick out?
Well, you never know.
I've been working so hard.
I have to say six extra words every morning.
You know, football is almost here, and that means Josh is moving out.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
What's up, guys? David Pollack here, former Georgia Bulldog, former analyst with College Game Day, and host of my new show, See Ball, Get Ball. I'm a defensive lineman. That's why that's the name. You see the ball, you go get it. We're going to dive deep into college football. We're going to break down film. We'll have bold takes, real conversations with the biggest names in the sport every single week. If you eat, sleep, and breathe college football like I do, man, I promise you, See Ball, Get Ball is for you. So do me a favor. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.